Hi, my name is Amanda Blair. I'm the chemistry instructor at Pearl River Community College. I've been in Hattiesburg for about a little over 2.5 years. I'm originally from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I grew up in a great Christian family. My parents taught my sister and I to place a high value upon the things of Christ and upon living a good moral lifestyle. I became a Christian at the age of 11, and I lived a good moral lifestyle. I went to church, read devotions, did good works, things of that nature, and always carried this sort of childlike faith with me. But internally, I never made much of a relational investment with Christ. Honestly, on the inside, I believed that living a good moral life to back up just faith in Christ was all that I needed for a Christian walk. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm a science person, so that means that I was exposed to a lot of teachings and theories from both professors and students that were presented from a perspective that was set against Christianity and just the whole spirit realm itself. And over time, these ideas and teachings kind of settled in the background of my mind and geared me towards more so trying to intellectually figure everything out, which gave rise to a lot of doubts and questions. Spiritually, I'd never really invested the time to secure or anchor myself with my faith. And now that my faith was being bombarded and these ideas were kind of infiltrating my mind, I didn't have much of anything to which to anchor myself. This really led me to a point of desperation. And my man-made solution was in the moment to try to work really, really hard and dig and get a lot more information to add to my good works to somehow regain or rebuild the faith that was crumbling right in front of me. But it seemed that the more knowledge that I gained, the deeper and deeper I actually sank into my skepticism and doubt. I really had a desire to know the truth, but I couldn't get past this hollow, empty feeling that seemed to be settling within. And in this moment of desperation, I would still pray and I would cry out, because even though I really didn't know if God was out there, I still had a desire to know the truth. And I basically concluded that I could not bridge the gap between intellect and faith. So if this was real, I needed for God to intervene and help me. And I would pray and just say, God, if this God and Jesus stuff is actually real, I need for you to just take all these doubts away. I need for you to show me. And I would pray, God, would you just reveal yourself to me? Would you show me who you are? And looking back at that now, I do see that I was incorrect in placing the responsibility with God, because I was asking him to personally take away the doubts and to correct a situation that I had created myself due to my own neglect. But in his mercy, God heard the depth and the heart of my cry, and he opened my mind to his spirit wisdom instead of the world's wisdom. The true turning point in this whole journey came about through the Freedom in Christ material. Through the class and the prayer retreat, I was able to see that there were definite strongholds and blind spots and thought patterns that I'd allowed to take root in my mind, which had created the perfect environment for these seeds of doubt to actually grow. So speaking from personal experience, there is a real battle that's being waged for your mind. Satan is actually battling against you and waging this war daily and directly against you and your mind. But God has already won this war. He's won this battle, and he's given us everything that we need in order to stand firm and hold the ground that Christ has already claimed for us. God is the Creator. He is the Most High. He is the highest of all. He is all-powerful and all-victorious. And we have this Holy Spirit inside of us, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the grave, that proved to be all-powerful and all-victorious, that showed us the love of God, the love of our Father. So since we have this Holy Spirit, this all-powerful, all-victorious Spirit living inside of us, we don't have to be victimized by the enemy, because we have been set apart with Christ and in Christ as a child of the King. And as Christians, whenever we become a Christian, God removes our sin nature and he puts his spirit nature inside of us. We still have that flesh side, the side that wants to figure everything out and become our own person. But now we actually have the option to walk in that spirit nature and move down the path of truth that Christ has already blazed for us. So I realized that I was the one that had to personally and intentionally turn my mind away from my doubts and feelings and move down the path of truth that Christ has already established before me. I had the responsibility to, not in my own self-effort, but to renew my mind by actually taking every thought captive and bringing it into the light of God, who is the only one that can dispel all darkness and deception. I can't stand on just my faith alone. But you know, this faith that we have, this Christian faith, is not a blind faith. We've been called to actually trust in the revealed identity, the character, and the person and divinity of Christ and who He is, who has actually shown us, He's revealed to us the truth of our personal, loving Heavenly Father. Yes, I still have questions that I cannot answer with human insight. But you know, every single evidence carries a possibility of someday being called into question. And if I base the weight of my faith upon one of these evidences, the moment that evidence is called into question, so is my faith. But the one thing that I cannot question, and no one else can question either, is how the loving, living hand of God actively intervened into my life. He showed up and He personally pursued me with such boldness and yet with such grace. His voice spoke over my life and into my life. And whenever I'm faced with any lingering questions, the same exact voice that spoke life into my soul is the same voice that confirms inside my heart that this is all real. It's all true. This is an actual, like, living, breathing relationship that we've been called into, that is brought forth from the love of God, not from some tangible facts. And as I submit my life, my time, and my understanding to Him every single moment, my faith is being firmly planted and grown firmly and progressively in a moment-by-moment relationship in Christ, in the victory that Christ has already won and established, not only for me, but for all of us. The true freedom and the victory and the hope is found in the unquestionable love of Christ, which bridges the entire gap between intellect and faith.